Chapter 27. Sam sped down the fence line, heading for the main gate. In the corner of his eye, he could see Kolkoff and Mustache sprinting in the same direction, dodging headstones as they went, fog swirling in their wake. "Gonna be close," Sam muttered.
"Where are you going?" Remy said.
"You heard Umberto. Bianca will have the roads watched.
How's your aim tonight?"
"What?"
"Oh." She held up Bianco's gun as though suddenly remembering she had it.
"Fine. Why?"
"I'm going to make a quick pass by their SUV. See if you can get the tires. Umberto, are you sure you can handle him?" In the back seat, Bianco was leaning in the corner wearing that same smug grin. Umberto reversed the Luger in his hand and smacked Bianco across the temple. He went limp and slid into the floor.
"I am sure."
The corner of the fence was coming up fast. 30 feet beyond that and to the right was the SUV. Kolkoff had pulled ahead of Mustache and was seconds from reaching the gate.
"Get ready," Sam called.
Remy rolled down her window, stuck the pistol out the opening, and braced her arm on the door.
"You're going too fast."
"Have to. Just do your best. If you can't get the tires, try for the windshield."
"Damn!"
Kolkoff raced through the gate and skidded to a stop beside the SUV's driver's side door. The interior dome light popped on. Remy snapped off 2 shots. The bullets sparked on the SUV's quarter panel but missed the tire.
"Too fast," Remy called.
"Windshield, empty it."
Remy squeezed off 4 shots, the gun's barrel spouting orange flame. 3 spider-webbed holes appeared in the SUV's windshield.
"Atta girl."
Suddenly, Kolkoff appeared around the front of the car, dropping into a crouch, a gun coming up in his hands. Sam spun the wheel hard left. The Lancia's tail whipped around, the front tires spinning freely in the moist grass before finally finding purchase. 2 metallic thunks echoed through the car as Kolkoff's bullets hit the car's trunk. Sam accelerated again, straightening the car out and heading back into the meadow toward the hills.
"Everybody okay?"
Sam asked. Umberto peeked his head over the front seat, said,
"Yes,"
then disappeared again. Remy nodded and said, "Sorry, I couldn't get the tires. We were going too fast."
"No worries. You got the windshield. That'll slow them down. They'll either have to punch it out or drive with their heads out the side windows."
Remy turned in her seat and saw Kolkoff and Mustache standing on the SUV's hood, stomping on the windshield.
"Option A," she said.
The windshield collapsed inward. Kolkoff and Mustache knelt down, dragged it out, and tossed it aside. Seconds later, the SUV's lights popped on, and it surged forward, speeding into the meadow.
"Here they come. With that 4-wheel drive, they'll..."
"I know," Sam muttered.
"Hold on."
The Lancia lurched sideways as the front wheels slipped into the mining road's ruts. Sam tapped the brakes, gave the wheel a jerk, felt the rear wheels follow, then punched the accelerator again. The Lancia surged up the hill. The road was narrower than he'd imagined, no wider than 6 feet. When they reached the crest, the trees closed in around them, boughs scraping the car's sides and blotting out the sky. Headlights washed through the back window as the SUV started up the hill. On the downslope now, Sam started to accelerate, but immediately tapped the brakes as the road veered right and deeper into the trees. Behind them, the SUV's nose cleared the crest, went airborne, then slammed down again.
"He's going to miss it," Remy said.
She was right. Still bouncing from its impact, the SUV overshot the turn and skidded to a stop, its hood buried in the trees. Sam glanced in the mirror in time to see the SUV's brake lights pop on just before the Lancia plunged down another slope. Sam caught a fleeting glimpse of washboard ruts ahead and shouted, "Hold on!" Wheels thumping and shock absorbers shrieking in protest, the Lancia bumped over the patch, then up another slope, down the other side and onto a straightaway. Sam accelerated. Branches slapped at the windshield, pine cones bouncing over the hood and over the roof. The SUV reappeared behind them, its headlights bouncing wildly as Kolkoff negotiated the washboard. While more durable and powerful than the Lancia, the SUV was also 2 feet wider, a disadvantage Sam now saw was bearing fruit.
Where the pine boughs had simply swiped at the Lancia, they were thrashing the SUV's hood and into the hole where the windshield had been. Branches were snapping off, jutting from the grill, and becoming entangled with the windshield wipers. The headlights fell back.
Sam, watch out!
He tore his eyes from the rearview mirror in time to see a boulder looming ahead. He spun the wheel hard right, sending the Lancia in a sideways skid. The boulder filled Sam's window. He stepped on the gas as the Lancia lurched forward, but not quickly enough. With a crunch, the rear quarter panel glanced off the boulder and the rear side window shattered. The impact spun the Lancia's tail around, off the road and under the pine boughs. The side bumper smashed into a trunk and they jerked to a stop. The engine sputtered and died. Pine needles rained down on the windshield.
"There goes our deposit," Remy said.
"Everybody okay?" Sam asked. "Remy?"
"Fine."
"Splendid," called Umberto. "Bianco?"
"Still napping."
Out Sam's window, they saw the SUV's headlights filtering through the trees. He turned the ignition. Nothing.
"Still in gear,"
Remy said.
"Damn, thanks."
He put the shifter into park and turned the ignition again. The engine chugged and wheezed, but didn't catch. He tried again.
"Come on, come on."
Down the road, the SUV was halfway down the straightaway and approaching the boulder. The Lancia's engine caught, revved up, then coughed out.
"Cutting it close, Sam," Remy said, teeth clenched.
He closed his eyes, said a quick prayer, tried again. The engine caught. He shifted into drive, spun the wheel right, and accelerated back onto the road.
"Umberto, slow them down!"
"Okay."
Umberto stuck his Luger out the window and squeezed off two shots, and then two more. The bullets thudded into the grill, shattering the driver's side headlight. The SUV swerved left, heading straight for the boulder, then jinked right. The side mirror scraped the rock, shattered, and bounced away into the darkness. The SUV's lights filled the Lancia's interior. Sam squinted and slapped the rearview mirror off angle. He glanced over his shoulder and saw a hand holding a gun jut through the windshield gap.
"Down! Get down!" he yelled.
Remy slid to the floorboards. The gun roared from the SUV, muzzle winking from the darkened interior. Umberto poked his head up over the seat, said, "I'll slow them down," then leaned out the side window with the Luger.
"No, don't!"
Two more shots. Umberto screamed and rolled back into the car.
"I'm hit."
"Where?"
"The forearm. I'm okay," he gasped.
"The hell with this," Sam muttered. "Brace yourselves." He stood on the brakes for a two count, then punched the gas again. The SUV skidded, swerved, then slammed into the Lancia's bumper. Sam had timed it well, accelerating just before the moment of impact. They pulled ahead of the SUV, 20 feet, 30, four car lengths.
"Whoa!"
Abruptly, the trees disappeared from either side of them. Remy popped her head up.
"Oh, no!"
The Lancia's wheels thumped over a berm, and they were airborne. Open space loomed in the windshield. The Lancia landed again and bounced, the tires spraying gravel.
"Shoulder!"
Remy called.
"I see it,"
Sam replied, and spun the wheel left. The Lancia went into a tail skid. He eased right, compensating, then straightened out. Out Remy's window, a boulder-strewn embankment dropped several hundred feet into a ravine. Engine roaring, Kolkov's SUV sailed over the berm and slammed onto the road.
"He's not going to make it," Remy said.
"Let's hope." The SUV went into its own skid, but Kolkov overcompensated. The passenger side rear tire crunched into the rocks along the shoulder and slipped over the edge. Carried by its own momentum, the rear third of the SUV's chassis scraped over the dirt, edging inch by inch over the precipice until it stopped, partially suspended in space. Sam took his foot off the accelerator and let the Lancia coast to a stop. 50 feet behind them, the SUV was seesawing at the road's edge. Aside from the faint, rhythmic groaning of stressed metal, all was quiet. Remy sat up, looked around.
"Careful,"
Sam whispered.
"Are we going to help them?"
she asked.
A hand emerged from the darkened interior of the SUV and grasped a windshield wiper. A muzzle flashed from within the cab. A bullet thunked into the Lancia's bumper. "The hell with them," Sam said, and stepped on the accelerator. "That's gratitude for you," Remy said. "We could have bumped them into that ravine." "Something tells me we're going to wish we did."